San Francisco blues band there with Funky San Francisco, because we're now heading down the coast from Oregon to San Francisco, California, and we're speaking to John Alter. Now, if you've ever been to San Francisco, or even if you've never been there, but you've probably seen the Golden Gate Bridge or the Bay Bridge, which is an even longer one, and maybe Alcatraz, you saw a movie, and there's a fantastic, magnificent Pacific coast down there. So you don't need to imagine anymore, because there's an immersive reality experience coming, and we're going to take you well beyond 3D to actually see, hear, feel and smell what it's like to fly up and over and around the city on the bay, San Francisco. So we're speaking with John Alter, the man behind The Flyer, which is the latest innovation in high-tech experiences, and it's going to be opening this summer, American summer, at Fisherman's Wharf.
Well, I want to welcome to Travel Writers Radio today, John Alter. John is in San Francisco, California, that fabulous city by the bay, and John's got a fantastic new experience. It's going to be available to visitors to San Francisco, and the locals as well, I guess, called The Flyer. Welcome to Travel Writers Radio, John.
Thank you very much, Graham. It's nice to be here, and I'm excited to be able to tell your listeners about our new attraction, The Flyer.
Now, you build this as a multi-sensory experience. I think you're even using the phrase 7D. Is that right?
It is a multi-sensory experience, but the 7D experience is another attraction that we've had on Pier 39 in San Francisco for the past 5 years. And that one is actually interactive, where we do things like blast zombies and other types of monsters that come at you while you're on a dark ride. That's called the 7D experience. The Flyer is multisensory because we have fog machines, and we'll have scent that will be sprayed around you while you're on a ride where your seats are moving, and you're watching a 3D film all about San Francisco.
Okay, so basically it's a theater, so it's an inside ride. How many people does it take, John?
It is. So while you're on the ride, the part of it that's moving, 28 people will ride at once.
Right.
And then we have another 28 people doing a pre-show just beforehand. So there are about 56 people at one time on the ride.
So you're scaring the heck out of them in a black room before you actually put them into the theater, are you?
Well, we're trying not to be too scary, but we do want to make sure that it's thrilling. I mean, it's definitely being able to see San Francisco in a way that you never have before.
So
we'll be taking you up and over bridges and through water, in ways that I think most people will be surprised to experience.
And you're combining basically video that you've shot via various means, helicopter and drone and things like that, with computer-generated animation. Is that correct?
That's right, Graham. You know, we spent two weeks last year filming all around San Francisco. We used drones. We used helicopters. We used Steadicams on mountain bikes, at different times to kind of go through different areas of the city. But then for any parts that either we couldn't film or because we wanted to show a really interesting perspective, we used CGI.
Okay.
And we worked with a photo editor to get that done.
Okay. So basically people have been in the back room, they move into the front room. What happens? I guess there's some sort of motion in the seat, and the speakers are also rumbling your stomach, are they?
Yeah, when you first enter the theater room, the room where the ride itself exists, the room is filled with some famous San Francisco fog,
right,
that we bring in with some fog machines. You'll take your seat, and then you'll strap yourself in. We'll make sure that your seat belts are on securely. Then the lights will go dark. The floor will fall away, and so your feet will be dangling below you. And then the movie in front of you, which is on the second largest movie screen in the Western U.S., will start. And that's when your seats will start to move, and there'll be speakers behind your head that will take you on a really immersive journey all around the city to see all the major sites.
Now, I've actually been on one of these years ago. I think it was at Epcot,
yeah.
And it was Canada flying you in a 360-degree pavilion, who were flying you over the Rockies and all sorts of stuff. You had to hang on to a bar, though, and I felt like at one stage I wanted to sit down. You've taken a much safer approach, I guess, in the sense of strapping people into seats.
It is. You know, we wanted to be able to give people both a richer experience so that we can, you know, move your seats while you're watching the ride, but also a little bit more comfortable too, because you'll be seated the whole time.
Hopefully you won't lose too many customers to heart attack.
I hope not. I hope not. I know from our experience with the 7D experience, we've had about 1.5 million customers there. And I always say we haven't, when anyone seems a little bit too scared, we say, well, we haven't lost anyone yet.
Now, John, you come from a background in this industry. Is that correct?
Yes. In fact, we, through my family business, we've been in the amusement park and amusement park attractions industry for about 35 years. And in particular, with my current partners for the past 15 years.
So you must have seen a lot of change from the days when you tried to throw a hoop over a bottle or whatever it started with.
Oh, that's for sure. I mean, technology has changed quite a bit. I don't think it would be possible to have a ride like the Flyer San Francisco even 5 years ago, let alone 35 years ago.
Right.
You know, we use state-of-the-art digital technology where you can completely sync it with the motion of the seats to give people a really immersive experience.
Right. Now, John, I note in your little CV that they've sent to me that you used to be an investment banker for Bank of America and for Barclays. Are there any similarities in the role that you've got now or the sector?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, certainly from a running a business point of view, there's some similarities, but I think that what I enjoy most about what I'm doing now is that I'm really bringing our customers some fun. I'm really letting them have a moment of escape and hopefully a little bit of learning too about San Francisco or whatever the subject might be.
Yeah, we're having a big inquiry into banking here in Australia. The banks aren't having much fun right now, let me tell you. There's lots of customers complaining about various things like bad advice and money that was lost. So it's all in a big public inquiry. And so I don't think you'd want to be a banker in Australia right now, John.
I can imagine. Well, you know, to be honest, I think I was ready to not be a banker in the United States as well. And so I'm happy to be in the amusement park business.
Now, John, the Flyer is down in that part of San Francisco called Fisherman's Wharf, very, very popular with Australians. I think it's one of the must-see areas of San Francisco. You're on Pier 39, is that correct?
That's right. The attraction is located at the front of Pier 39. And you're right, Pier 39 is the number one visitor destination in San Francisco. We had 13 million people last year, and they're expecting close to 14 million people to visit this year. And that is located right on Fisherman's Wharf, which is along the waterfront in San Francisco. So many people will have heard of things like the world-famous sea lions that you can see in San Francisco. And they're located right with us on Pier 39.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you might need a tissue on your nose with sea lions. But that's
true. Sometimes you do. And in fact, we were looking for the different scents that we were going to include on the Flyer San Francisco, and we eliminated sea lion scent pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's not a big seller at Macy's, I tell you.
No.
John, from where you are there, you probably overlook Alcatraz, do you?
We do, yeah. I mean, we're just across the water from Alcatraz, so we have a bird's eye view of Alcatraz, both from where we're located and, of course, on the ride itself. We take you on a journey right through the middle of Alcatraz as well.
Well, the Birdman would have loved a vehicle like yours flying over. He might have got out a bit quicker.
That's true. He probably would have if he could have flown.
So, John, to get to Pier 39 and Fisherman's Wharf, most people are going to take the cable car, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, now people either take a cable car to get there, or there's streetcar lines that also come right to Pier 39. And I think, like in many parts of the world, Uber and Lyft have become a very popular mode of transportation in San Francisco, too.
Yeah.
In fact, they're headquartered in San Francisco.
Okay. Now, you get a lot of Australians down there, I imagine.
We do, yeah. I mean, in fact, Australians and folks from New Zealand, but especially Australia, are a big part of our visitor group every year.
Fantastic. John, when do you officially open this ride, if I can call it? That sounds not quite as good a word as I should use, but when do you open it?
You could almost use experience.
Experience.
We expect to open later this summer, or I should say the North American summer.
Right.
We should be opening in August.
Okay.
So if any of your listeners are coming up in the late summer, you'll be able to catch us, or as some of your listeners may not know, after summer in September and October are actually some of the nicest, warmest months of the year in San Francisco.
Yeah, it's certainly a great city. I have fabulous memories of San Francisco and some of those amusements that are down there. I think there's Madame Tussauds House of Wax and a few others that, or Ripley's, believe it or not, that's one there, isn't it?
There is, yeah. Madame Tussauds and Ripley's are both relatively nearby. There's also ferry rides that you can take to Alcatraz or around San Francisco Bay. And then right next to us is the Aquarium of the Bay.
Right.
Which is the largest aquarium in San Francisco.
Yeah, so plenty of reasons to go and visit John at The Flyer, San Francisco. John, are you doing this type of amusement anywhere else in the U.S. or in Australia?
You know, Graham, this will be the first in the world of its kind. So there aren't anything exactly like it, especially in 3D. We are looking at some other locations around the world, but nothing that's scheduled to open this year.
So if you want to see an immersive experience and get shaken up and twisted around and fly around some of the most amazing sights, I guess you've got to get yourself over to The Flyer in San Francisco. John Alter, I really want to thank you for your time. It sounds great. And next time I'm over, I'll be sure to look you up.
Great. I appreciate it, Graham. Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak with you today.
Thank you.
I was speaking there with John Alter of The Flyer in San Francisco. You're listening to The Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.